coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. Hey, everybody, I'm Norm Borg, and if this time of the year doesn't get you excited as a harness fan, you got a serious personality disorder, let me tell you. Nothing like hearing the call of Roger Houston and the Little Brown Jug. And up next on this edition of Trot Radio, we've got a guy 100% Canadian who's tasted Little Brown Jug victory. Mark McDonald on this edition of Trot Radio. Mark McDonald is no stranger to Little Brown Jug success. He experienced it a few years ago with Mr. Feelgood. He's back, of course, this year, and he joins me on the other end of my line. Mark, thanks for taking the time to be on Trot Radio, especially, you know, in light of the fact that as we speak, you're driving to Delaware, Ohio. Thanks again.
No problem, Don. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, listen, it's been a roller coaster year for you, and I think that would put it lightly. The on-again, off-again thing with Sportsrider and then winning the North American Cup. And then it came all crashing down when the colt was retired due to injuries. How did you manage to square all that in your head?
Well, it was disappointing when we had to retire him. Obviously, was really looking forward to a big year with him, but, you know, that happened. You know, that happened. He got injured down in the Meadowlands, and, you know, luckily it wasn't a catastrophic injury, and he's able, you know, I'm sure he'll have a great stud career, but very disappointing from a driver aspect. I was looking forward to racing him and, for the rest of the year, and the Jug and the Breeders' Crown and Confederation Cup and those kind of races, but, you know, and it was disappointing to say the least.
But like the kind of year it's been for Mark McDonald, once again you get an upswing in your fortunes because Casey Coleman picks up Kyle Major and you're back with a Jug contender.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I guess I'd rather be lucky than good any day. But that really worked out good for me. You know, she got that horse about a month ago, and she's done an amazing job with him. They had to do throat surgery on him, and kind of taking her time with him, and you know, we raced him last week. He raced an amazing mile in the Simcoe, so you know, he's coming into the Jug in top shape, so really, really fortunate to pick him up.
Yeah, and you know, in the Olims, you know, you're in a pretty solid division. However, you've got Rock and Roll Heaven, Fred and Ginger, We Will See, and R.A.K. Hanover. How important do you think it is, Mark, to have a rail in a race with so many good colts, especially on a half-mile track?
It means everything. I mean, it really does. You have to draw good. The outside is so tough, especially in a tough division. You know, Delaware is a speed track, and speed holds up there. So if you're not inside, it makes it really, really tough. So, you know, we were really, really fortunate to draw the rail, and, you know, now we're just trying to hope we can capitalize on it. Do the best we can.
Is it a concern to you that Kyle Major hasn't raced on a half-mile track since he made his lifetime debut at 2? And what's your impression on how he can handle the half-miler?
He trained down on a half-mile track. He's a nice big horse. He doesn't wear a boot. He'll get around a half really nice. He's really good gated, and he's got tactical gait speed, and he is a big horse. He wears almost 65-inch hobble, I think.
Wow. 4.5-inch hobble. That's a big boy.
He is a monster of a horse, but he'll get around the half really good, I think.
Really? Despite the fact...
I think he's built for a half. I really,
really? And a big horse built for a half? Normally, the thinking, as I understand it, goes that, you know, a smaller horse for a smaller track is usually a good idea.
Yeah, no, normally, but it's just the way he likes to race on the front. He likes to carry his speed and control the race, and like I say, he doesn't wear a boot. He's good gated, and he will fly around Delaware. I really think. I think he's coming in prime shape, and I think he'll love this track.
Oh, well, good luck with that, and we'll be rooting for you, I'm sure. I don't know if I'm clear on this or not, but is this your first Jug drive since winning in 06 with Mr. Feelgood?
It is, yeah. Yeah, it's the first time I got to go back, so pretty excited about that.
Well, it must feel great going back there with a contender as opposed to just going there for the first time and just hoping at most to pick up a check.
Yeah, well, absolutely. You'd like to have a contender, something worthwhile going for, and, you know, just like I said, it's been a really kind of a crazy year like that for me with those ups and downs, and I'm fortunate to pick this horse up, less than 3 weeks ago and have a contender in the Judge. It's a great feeling.
I've watched you drive in a lot of races. I've watched you win a lot of big races. You're usually in control of your emotions, but I couldn't help but remember on that Jug victory, looking at Mark McDonald fist pumping all the way down the backstretch. What was that moment like for you?
That was awesome. It was really excited. To be honest with you, going down there that year, I wasn't quite sure, but I didn't really think we had a contender. I had an outside post, and I wasn't sure how the horse would get around the track. And he was so friggin' good, and then he ended up winning the whole thing and winning both heats. And there were some good horses in it that year. Armroad Noose was in it. Jeremy Jett was in it. Everything just went right that day. We drew the easiest division, and I was able to use the speed to get on the front, then drew the rail in the final, and everything worked out. It was really exciting, to just stand up. Not really knowing if you're maybe just hoping to get a check, hoping to get in the final and just have some fun and then end up winning it. It was really exciting.
Now, was that the Jug where the Canadian fans in the stands began singing "O Canada"?
Yeah.
What a rush that must have been.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was an awesome day to drive in front of that crowd like that, and so many people on track, and it's a thrill. It really is.
Yeah, well, you mentioned earlier how you'd rather be lucky than good. Mark McDonald, you're certainly both. You've been to the Gold Cup and Saucer. It's in your backyard, as it were. And I keep hearing about how the buzz at the Gold Cup and Saucer is very similar to the buzz that takes place at the Jug. Now, I've been to the Jug, and I know what that means. How do you compare, say, the Gold Cup and Saucer to racing at the Jug, aside from the purse, obviously?
Yeah, it's got kind of that same kind of feel, because there's so many people that are five on track like that. There's special races. The jug is just so hard to win because you got to win twice. You got to have a legit horse. You got to win twice in the end of the day. So even if you're lucky enough to fluke out one win, if you don't have a contender, it's hard to get that second win. So it's the same kind of atmosphere, but at the same time, the Jug, I think, is a harder race to win.
Okay. Now, you're going to be in the Jug Ed as well with Western Silk. You'll be going two heats with that. You qualified her on Friday. How sharp is she, and what are your thoughts on going two heats with her?
She was awesome on Friday. Qualified super. She's coming off of that six, so we wanted to go a good mile with her. She was really good. 26 seconds on the end with the plugs in her ears and the blind still up. So she was really impressive on Friday. So I think she'll be tough. She's been great all year. She's always, she is. She's one of my favorite horses to drive. She's so fast. And I think she's going to be tough in that race.
We'll be watching that one. You also have Lucky Man in the win-back pace, and he's off a lifetime best of 149 in the open. Is it going to be tough for that individual to make the transition to a half-mile track? Is that his strong suit?
Well, he started this year on a half. He paced in 51 at Western Fair, so he's legit. And I think this half is a special half-mile. I mean, they do such an amazing job on the racetrack.
Yeah.
They do. I mean, you've been there. It's an amazing track, and I think he'll have no problem.
Well, I'll be with everybody there in spirit, and we're all going to be wishing you the best of luck, Mark McDonald. Real good of you to take the time and talk to us, and best of luck down at the Jug.
Okay, thanks a lot, eh?
All right, thanks, Mark.